And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's your good friend Milo here.
And here's Stormy, as always.
Oh, we have missed you guys.
Hopefully not nearly as much as you've missed us.
I want to take a minute and at least explain why we haven't done a podcast in a while. The place we usually do our podcast is currently unavailable for the next couple of weeks. So we've been trying to figure out how to do a podcast, which apparently people already do and are already doing anyways.
Unfortunately, we are retarded, so it took us a lot longer to figure out how to do the simple thing than most people do.
Yeah, it really did. Like, we debated about buying, like, podcast kits, which kit to get. We did our research. It actually came in this morning. Tonight's the first night it's up and running. And we put it together, and apparently for like 7 hours, we were retarded and couldn't get it to work.
Turns out the plugins were in the wrong slot.
Which was actually not our fault, because they were mislabeled in manufacturing. We had to put the input and the output and cross them around. And actually, they work now, but it was really, really stupid. But that's that.
Yeah, and we're broadcasting from now Milo's apartment, so you can't see that because we're not recording this one, because Milo's apartment's a mess and he doesn't want you to see it and judge him.
It's so dirty, fire ants won't come in.
Fire ants will go anywhere.
But not here, because it's gross.
I've got some in my pants.
You know what I like about recording my apartment?
You can smoke?
I could smoke. So, we're shelving the Podcast of Justice for now. And this is going to be our new show, which we'll have a new sweeper and a new intro and stuff. We just kind of wanted to get back on the air tonight and do something for you guys. Cause
so
we
that
love
you don't think that we're dead.
Yeah, I was really, especially I didn't post anything today on our blog, so I was afraid people were going to think I was dead.
And I don't post anything anyways on the blog, so.
Well, but this is going to be Milo and Stormy's transmissions from outer space.
I hope you hate it as much as I do.
I actually don't like the title of the show either, but we couldn't come up with anything better.
We've already copywritten it. It's on the backs of all the t-shirts.
And actually, some of you guys are probably wondering why we're going by. Oh, you can hear when I exhale.
You can.
I've done
so. That's very unprofessional.
Like, I feel like I was stern in the 90s.
First of all, we kept them waiting for weeks, months even. And when we come back, we hear you go, because that's what you sound like when you're smoking.
You know, you couldn't hear it that time, could you?
Over the sound of me imitating you acting like a cigarette-aholic.
Anyways, the reason we're using different names now is actually because for the longest time we were using pseudonyms because we didn't want anybody to know that it was us doing it. But I'm Milo, it's my real name, and Stormy, well, it's not his real name, but it's a nickname we gave him in high school, so it's kind of become his real name. I don't even remember his real name now at this point. But
I don't either. I have to check my underwear every time I'm filling out government papers to remember.
Which isn't very often, because you don't like the government.
No, and they don't like me, so we you know, it's a mutual thing. We kind of keep our distance from each other.
Well, it's, at this point, I'm not digging on the government. I got a tax thing in the mail today, and ooh. I want to punch him to death.
Do go on.
Apparently, my new vehicle tax is 8 times as much as the tax was on my old Saturn.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, you're telling me, like, I used to pay, like, $38. I'm now paying almost $200.
Oh, okay, because I have a fairly new car, so, I have ingrained in my head that I'm going to pay, like, $200 for my property tax. Or my vehicle tax. I didn't know it could go under $200.
Wait, you said that's what you always pay?
Yeah, that's what I always pay, $200.
Holy shit.
I guess I've made my peace with it. I know that it's going to come in the mail. And it's going to be $200. It's no shock. It's just like, oh, okay. Well,
it's not quite 200. It's like 170 something.
I think mine is in the 200s.
Holy crap, dude! I don't want to move to where I was thinking about moving out to where you live and getting a new job and stuff. But I don't think I'm going to do that now. I'm just going to live here where it's cheap, even though there's nothing around here. There is nothing around here, by the way. We're calling it Transmissions from Outer Space because it's like that's where I live.
This is the closest thing to space we have. I know you were excited because you thought you were getting an IHOP. That would be like the big thing. That's a tourist attraction, or it would have been.
It's a fucking international house of prayer. I have never been this disappointed in my life.
I don't know how they can be allowed to do that for copyright reasons, because apparently hungry, stoned people are going to come to this place looking for waffles, and they're going to have to be turned away to go to the Waffle House like common peasants.
I don't know why the International House of Pancakes would be serving waffles to begin with.
They have waffles, too. It's on the menu. It serves both. It's known for its pancakes, but it has both. Look it up.
I tell you what, I used to love going to places like the Waffle House and IHOP because I could eat waffles and smoke and just hang out. But now, like, you can't smoke anywhere here, except for in my apartment, apparently. I'm really bummed out.
Yeah, you should be. But also, I wonder if anyone ever anybody goes to the IHOP for the pancake IHOP wanting to pray. Because that confusion can work both ways. Like, someone sees an IHOP, it's like, oh boy, an IHOP, I'm going to pull over and do me some praying.
What was it? Was it Jim Gaffigan that said, like, I don't know why they call it IHOP, because that's the last thing you're going to do when you leave there.
Was that Jim Gaffigan or was that Lewis Black?
I think it was, I don't know.
I know Lewis Black did a segment on IHOP. He called it his health club, because no matter what time he went there, no matter how bad he felt about himself, there was always going to be someone in way worse shape than him.
See, now I don't even think that was Lewis Black.
No, that was Lewis Black. I remember. That's definitely Lewis Black.
Is it really? I don't know.
Motherfucker messing with rappers now, too. I quit. Stormy's gone.
Stormy out.
Stormy doesn't need this. Stormy will start his own podcast.
Stormy is talking weird. Has Stormy had a stroke?
Yes.
I like that we always go back to anytime we think anyone's had a stroke, we always go back to the Simpsons. Why are you talking like that? I had a stroke.
My favorite was when they went to Brazil, and there was the Brazilian version of him. He was a waiter. He's like, waiter, can we get our checks? See. Is gratuity included? See. Because whenever someone sends me a text message, I have a positive response, I'll send back C back, and I hope that they read it in that voice.
I will from now on. Like, anytime I get C from you, I'm like, he kind of sort of remembers a Spanish class we took together in college.
I don't.
I
put C in front of it so that you get the point. It's like, they're going, C.
You know, the only thing I remember about the Spanish class was, what was her name, Amanda or something?
Senora Amanda.
She had that fucking, like, she was smoking hot except for that face.
Oh, yeah, she was a butterface.
She had teeth like surfboards, and we called her Gator Golf.
Because her face looked like an alligator.
And because I assumed I would put my balls in, and she'd spit them back out.
And they'd be cleaner than they were before.
Yep.
It's like, you can see yourself in those balls.
You remember, this is such a stupid thing. This is so stupid, but you remember that, We were studying and we came across microscope in Spanish and we could have sworn it said microscorpion.
Oh, that's my favorite Spanish word. I still think about that sometimes.
Dude, I remember, like, I knew Spanish somewhat before I took that class with you and it undid all of it.
Unfortunately, I've tried to take several foreign languages and none of them have ever stuck. So I've ended up taking French, German, and Spanish, and like, I know a few words in each, but I never had the patience to stick with any of them to learn an entire language. But that's all right, because I'm American. No one expects me to know any languages.
Due to some of the people I have to work with in other capacities, I have had to, like, brush up on Spanish quite a bit. But the thing is, like when I start speaking Spanish, they immediately go, okay, I'll talk to you in English.
That must be a testament to how bad your Spanish is. It's like, oh God, you're embarrassing. You're embarrassing us so much. We learned English just now.
Either that, or it's like, okay, senor, the jig is up. We were perpetrating how you say ruse.
We cannot carry on this charade any longer.
I almost want to do like a Russian guy now. You had caught the senor in how you say ruse, comrade. We shall now talk to you in your I don't know why Russians speak Spanish, but it makes better sense than Russian.
They teamed up with the Spaniards. There actually isn't a Russian or Spanish language. These countries just like, you know what, we really hate these Americans. See. Let's create languages to fuck with them. Oh, see.
Yes.
You stay out of this, Megatron.
Dude, I love Megatron and Beast Wars only.
I was, they have these conventions for Transformers called BotCon. And they every year they nominate someone into the Transformers Hall of Fame. And this year, one of the nominees is Beast Wars Megatron. And there's a webcomic I like to go to called Short Pact. It's about these people who work in a toy store. And a lot of, like, he'll do a lot of strips about Batman and Transformers. But for Megatron being nominated, he parodied that one Barack Obama poster. And he put Beast Wars Megatron in it, and underneath it, instead of saying hope, it said yes. And I was like, oh man, that's awesome.
That is, dude, I love Beast Wars Megatron. Just like, I love the way he talks. It's like, Waspinator, perhaps you should go and change the garbage can. Yeah,
he goes from sounding so dignified to sounding so pissed off. It's he is a classy villain.
See, I always saw him as being somewhat seductive, like, ooh, should Optimus Prime, should I buy you a Valentine's Day card? Yeah,
I would appreciate that very much, Megatron.
Kind of reminds me of Tracy Morgan. hear me out. Because, sorry, I choked on a cough.
You've died. We will never know the connection to Megatron and Tracy Morgan.
Because, like, because I feel like everything Tracy Morgan says is kind of sexual towards the end of it. I think this is a Jay Moore bit, but it's true. And I don't know how good my Tracy Morgan's going to be, and maybe still being under the weather, but it's like, I was wondering, is there any way that you could go up and change that light bulb?
I don't know if that was racist or a good Tracy Morgan impression. It may be somewhere in between.
I like the Jay Moore, whenever he tried to get into, because everybody, like every impressionist has like a trigger phrase they use. For impressions, they don't do that often, or if they do a bunch, they use a trigger phrase. And Jay Moore is always, doo-doo pamples. And I don't know why, but he always turns up and he's like, doo-doo pamples, this is Tracy Morgan. I got my doo-doo pimp. It's like when people do Bill Cosby and they always start with, oh, the jello pudding pop.
Yeah, like, I a lot of, with my impressions, I'll do that a lot too. Like, I don't ever have it be a phrase, but like, I might have like a one word, like, this is my segue word, like, going from my voice to the impression voice.
I'll tell you what, though. I enjoy staunchly doing impressions, and there are, like, a handful I can only do when I'm sick. And for the longest time when I was sick, the only one I could really do was Archer. But I could only do it when I'm sick.
Sterling Archer, voiced by John H. Benjamin, the manliest voice you will ever hear.
Excuse me, it's H. John Benjamin.
Whatever. Your impression sucks anyways.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's terrible. I just got cancer. It was so bad. And then the cancer cells committed suicide. Because not even cancer wanted to survive that. How bad
that's,
that
was. It's massively unfortunate.
Nixon?
I cannot allow.
That's my trigger for Nixon. I go. I got that from Futurama. It's not so much a Nixon impersonation. It's a Billy West impersonating Nixon. Oh, I didn't know I sounded like that. I thought my voice had more of a Clark Gable quality.
You know what was what massively like terrible is like I can't do a Nixon anymore because every time I try to do Nixon, I do Rip Torn, which I did on the podcast of Justice actually. Which I do want to point out, Doc's real name is Doc.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention Doc. He's not here.
Yeah, we totally forgot to mention him. He was our producer of the Podcast of Justice.
People are wondering, where's their villain? They don't have villain. How can heroes be heroes without villains?
That's why we're doing the show from space, silly.
We're fighting supernovas.
Speaking of which, did you...
We've done a bunch of tangents, but we got to explain Doc.
Okay, yeah, let's explain Doc. I mean, remind me, I got a cool space story. Doc is tethered to the station we were doing.
Literally tethered. He's not allowed to leave.
He is the program manager and a professor at the Carolina School of Broadcasting, where we had been doing the podcast, in their wonderful studio. Beautiful studio. We actually really miss getting to do it there.
Especially their table, because they got it from ESPN, so that, like, gave us an ounce of legitimacy.
Yeah, it was a legendary table.
No, it had... Did you say allegedly?
No. I said gave us an edge of legitimacy.
Oh, I thought you said allegedly. I'm like, no, I could see the letters. You could still see the ESPN on it.
Yeah. It was definitely, it was a beautiful table, beautiful studio, very well put together. He did a great job putting it together. But the studio space we're using is also used for class. And because we're doing an extracurricular show, neither one of us attend the university. We both already graduated from college, with various degrees. And as I say it, like we're both holding 10.
we have double, triple, and quadruple majors.
Well, I do have a degree in English and a degree in education now.
Well, good for you. I only have one degree. I have a degree and a major because I'm lazy. I didn't even want to do that. I was like, a major.
Oh, dude, the school system paid me to go get the degree, or else I wouldn't have done it. But it was all BS anyway. I had to take like 4 classes and I got it. But and I teach children actually, but I'm really apparently really good at it. For the next I guess it'd be now 13 weeks. They're actually going to be doing shows on their channel 89.3 The Storm. Which you can actually find at the CSB website. So if you're missing Doc, you can check him out there. Or you can check him out at his page, Bat Doc. We usually link to some of his podcasting stuff he does. They're actually segments from the various radio shows on that. They have The Breakfast Buffet. Duster and Tex, I think, are their two constant shows. But there's a few more shows that are going to be coming up for very limited times. We actually consider doing a... Plainclothes Superheroes show that would air there, but we couldn't say things. We couldn't be as vulgar as we tend to be sometimes.
And yeah, I just don't want to live in a world where I can't say fuck.
You know, that's seriously why I quit doing stand up, because I ended up booking so many family friendly like clean gigs, and I had to like go, like I would be really angry about something, but I couldn't express it in a clean way or a way that I felt like I could relate to an audience. Without, you know, seeming angry or confrontational.
Yeah, so, I remember I did one of those shows with you, and I thought I was going to get banned from the place because one of my routines was about back titties.
Yeah. I did a really edgy thing about when we hung Saddam Hussein, and how I felt like we always talked about, like, there'd have to be a proper trial and everything. We apparently arrested him and hung him the next day or something. I think I was using hyperbole in the joke. But I was told, like, you know, like, oh, we thought that was funny, but a few people were uncomfortable. And I was like, you know, you can't do that in comedy. Like, you've got to... Like, I know there's a line with everybody, a line of decency and morality, but that's the job of the comedian, to find that line and kind of push it and push it away and cross it. Because, like, if you don't cross that line of decency sometimes, then... what's on the other side is far more dastardly than you know, the sentiment that you might make somebody uncomfortable. I think it's better to make someone uncomfortable but aware than it is to kind of hide it from them.
See, that actually reminds me of something that I saw on the news recently, because I don't know if you've heard about it, but Rush Limbaugh has been taking some flack because he called this one girl, I think I don't remember word for word, but he called her like a dumb whore or something like that. And yeah, everyone just got like appalled that he said that. And I know
he was using an analogy. He was he wasn't really calling her a dumb whore, but he was saying like what she was equating, like she wanted the government to give a medical allotment for birth control and prophylactics. It was saying like, you know, like if you're irresponsible and you think that the government should pay you for the sex you're having so that you can be protected, that essentially makes you a whore because you're taking money with sexual congress.
Well,
I don't agree with
that. That's how they tried to explain play it off at first. It's like, oh, he was using hyperbole. He specifically went over the line to make a point. And people were so upset about it. And then they started pointing the finger at Bill Maher. It's like, because, you know, he's a liberal comedian. It's like, oh, Bill Maher does it. He does it under the banner of comedy. And they were trying to say, it's okay for Bill Maher to say these terrible things because it's comedy.
No, the thing is, it's okay.
They were saying that he hid behind comedy for his horrible things.
You know what? First of all, it is okay for Bill Maher to say it, but at the same time, it's okay for Rush Limbaugh to say it.
Well, and that's the thing, like, because I saw a lot of this on The Daily Show, and Jon Stewart's like, yeah, you can say whatever you want, but there are repercussions. and then he started using examples of jokes that he made that he got in trouble for, and he obviously brought up Michael Richardson.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I think Jim Norton made a really good point about Michael Richardson, like oh no, he did that. We should all feel so terrible about it. Like the guy from Seinfeld, the curly headed faggot who scooted across some carpet for 8 seasons, really is a public figure, and really is a person of power and influence in Western society. He's not really. That happened and got blown out of proportion because of the media, much like Rush Limbaugh. It's Rush's, and then this is the unfortunate thing people do forget about with freedom of speech. It is Rush Limbaugh's right as an American to say whatever he wants to. And I know, like, the show and the companies he represents through his sponsors don't see it that way, but it's also anyone else's right to be offended.
Yeah, you can. It goes both ways. He can say whatever he wants, but also you have the right to be upset about whatever he says. If he says something that you don't like, you can boycott him. It's just like that.
Absolutely. I mean, just because Rush Limbaugh wanted to make a point, and I didn't agree with the point he made. I mean, I do, you know, in some regards, but I don't as a whole. And, you know, I was a fan of Rush Limbaugh for a while, but then kind of started to see him, because I was in college, I was impressionable, and I began to see him as just a blowhard who was trying to get ratings more than anything else. And, you know, this is what this turned into, was a ploy to get ratings, because now everybody's listening to Rush Limbaugh, you know, well, what's he going to say next? And it'll be this way for the next couple of months, or at least until after the election. But I think, like, and it's, when all the sponsors pulled, I was like, that's the worst time to pull, because now everybody's listening and everybody's, you know, going to hear your ads. That's the worst time to pull.
Yeah, I think, well, the way that they're thinking, I guess they didn't want their products to be, like, people who looked at him negatively, they didn't want their products to be associated with that. But, yeah, in the same vein, too. It's like, yeah, a lot more people are probably going to be listening to. If I sold a product, I in fact, I'm thinking about creating a product. I bet ad space on his show is cheap now.
It really is.
Let's create a product and sell it on his show.
We should just start doing promos for our blog on it. Do you like comic books? Do you like not being laid? Then check out the Plain Clothes Superheroes blog of justice. You'll find what they think passes for comedy and insight.
You know, that would be a good idea, but I don't know how much of an overlap there is between Rush's audience and our audience. I don't know. If you guys like Rush Limbaugh, then let us know.
Yeah.
Well, if enough of you guys like him, then yeah, we'll buy ad space on Rush's show.
We'll be able to add one 10-second ad.
It's like, oh, okay, apparently people who like Rush listen to us also listen to Rush Limbaugh. All right.
You know what, though? I almost feel like I would be upset that was our new demo.
Hey, fans are fans.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. And if you like Rush Limbaugh,
I don't care what you like.
You know, and I was like, and I had this conversation with somebody else the other day. Speaking of radio, I had to re-up to continue to get XM in my car, and I realized, like, for the last 3 months, I've been listening to one XM station and have deviated very little. And if I'm not listening to XM, I listen to the Jump Drive in my car, and that is it. And I'm gonna call XM and see if I can just buy one. If I can just, like, what do I have to pay just for this one channel? Because that's all I'm listening to.
Yeah, I know certain cable companies will let you do basic packages where you can pick what channel setup you have. But yeah, I don't know if satellite's doing it yet. But that might be a good thing to do. Like, maybe people who are more cost sensitive, offer them a reduced rate of a few stations.
I mean, because I'm only listening to SiriusXM 105, the Opie and Anthony channel. And not just ONA, like, I love Ron and Fez and Sam Roberts. And this kind of ties into something we were talking about, on the blog this week, the Return of Community, which returned, tonight. We're recording Thursday, so if this goes up Friday or on Saturday.
Let's be realistic. Community came on a week ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this might actually go up tonight.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. Yeah,
it's
probably not. Yeah, it'll go up tomorrow.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess the larger point is, I was listening to the ONA channel, and they had Yvette Nicole Brown, who plays Shirley on Community, on.
She's hilarious.
I love her. She plays Shirley, the black woman on the show, and she is seriously, like, I love that ensemble cast. She's probably my number three favorite. Like, I think it goes Jeff. Donald Glover and then Yvette Nicole Brown.
So you're switching back and forth between their...
yeah, I know. I realize that, too.
Oh, Jeff, what's his name?
Joel McHale. Donald Glover. Who Donald Glover just released a rap album.
Okay. I haven't heard... I know he said... Like, I've listened to his stand-up, and I've heard him talk that he does rapping, but yeah, I've never heard... I haven't heard his stand-up.
Apparently, he's really good.
I'm not really into rap that much, so...
I'm not either, but here again, like where I work, I end up listening to a lot of rap. And I'll get to that. Like I had a tirade I was going to do whenever the podcast returned, and then it quelled itself. But she was talking about how when Community got put on hiatus, why it got put on hiatus. It's because like basically they had 6 shows for 4 slots. They had Up All Night, Whitney, which was terrible. I hate Whitney. 30 Rock, Community, Parks and Rec, and The Office. And out of all those shows, Whitney and Community were getting the worst ratings. And it's not because Community's not being watched. The Community's being watched by a lot of people, especially like if you look at the turnout when it got put on hiatus, like everybody kind of freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, I know there was a large fan uproar when that happened.
And she compared it to the reason that Arrested Development tried to cancel Arrested Development so much. It's because your average Nielsen like spectral rating. I guess spectral rating is probably not the right, because that sounds like ghost catching.
Yeah, I know that what you're trying to
like
do.
Ghost catching.
You're trying to say the average Nielsen family and.
Yeah,
that's what you were trying to avoid. You were going to say the average Nielsen family.
Anyways, the average Nielsen sampling.
Okay, there we go.
Is typically families because you have a broad, you know, you've got a man, a woman, a young girl, and a young boy in the household. You've got kids in the household and adults, a male and a female. You've got enough demos in that household to do a ratings. That are a series of ratings that goes across multiple demographics, so you're able to rate various shows. But the problem with that is that Community's demo, their target audience, is college students and people in their 20s. And Nielsen only caters to families. Like if you're not a family, you don't get the opportunity to rate Nielsen. Mm. So Community's fan base was being completely ignored, as was Arrested Development's fan base. And that scared me.
Yeah, we are recording on a computer, and the screensaver just came on, so we got frightened. It's like, is it still recording? Did we lose everything?
Yeah.
Oh God. But yeah, back to what you were saying. I found that really interesting because I would think that with the times changing, and that there's so many like cable boxes and satellite boxes, and like you have so many options to watch TV on the internet now, and legal ways that are traceable. Like I don't think I ever watch Community on TV. I've only seen a handful of episodes of it on TV. I mostly watch Community off of Hulu.
You know, and I think like the television companies still see the online thing as something that's not truly caught on yet, and they're going the wrong fucking way with it too.
Oh yeah, because that's the way that that every industry is moving. It seems like that you need to keep up with. To ignore this would just be asinine, because you're going to like ignoring it would lead to your own self-destruction, like, and with the rate that things are going very quickly.
And they're going in the wrong direction with it, because everybody's trying to figure out now what business model is going to make online subscribing or online viewing of media materials profitable. And there's not really an answer there, because you've got things like Mega Upload, you got things like YouTube, and yeah, of course Hulu's great because Hulu's free because you watch ads, but now you've got Hulu Plus. Like if you want to be able to use Hulu on a device other than a computer, you've now got to pay for it, and they're transitioning all of Hulu to being a pay service, which I think is a terrible way to move in, because they're right now looking at so many people who are abandoning cable and satellite in favor of Hulu and Netflix and YouTube and everything else that's out there. They're now dropping so many of their other service packages because they can just watch it for free. Even downstairs here in the... in the apartment, where we've got my computer hooked up to my HDTV, so I can honestly Netflix or Hulu anytime. I know you have a similar setup at your house.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, every device I own has Netflix on it.
Same here.
I don't think I own a piece of electronical equipment that doesn't have Netflix.
My DS doesn't.
No, they have on the 3DS. I don't know about the old DS, but on the 3DSs you can get Netflix.
I bet you can get it on the DSi, which is what I've got. And I probably can.
Probably, yeah.
I have got to get a 3DS.
They're pretty cheap now. I actually thought about buying one recently.
I have to get one third quarter of 2012.
What's coming out third quarter of 2012?
Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance.
I'm a Googa Gaga.
Hey!
I love the Kingdom Hearts franchise. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to come off as sounding like... I don't want to come off as negative, but I'm about to be negative. I can't say all these handheld Kingdom Hearts games are great, because I've only played the PSP one. I don't have a Nintendo DS, but I just want Kingdom Hearts 3. Is that so fucking hard?
You know what what they're doing is, because I think Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be the end. I think it's going to be the last game.
It's going to be the last game of human civilization at the rate that they're going.
Well, they haven't even started development on it yet, because they're still working on Dream Drop sequence. What they've done is, like, they gave us an awesome story with Kingdom Hearts 1, and the Kingdom Hearts 2, like, they gave us Chain of Memories between, and we're kind of like, it's kind of dumb.
Oh, I gave up very early on in I do have a Game Boy Advance, so I did play Chain of Memories, and I hated that game.
In fact,
I ended up giving it to you.
Yeah, and then I played it, beat it, hated it.
And you were like, oh, do you want anything for it? I'm like, no, get it out of my sight.
Yeah, and then I ended up selling it to GameStop, and I was like, I felt a little bad, and I was like, hey, I need to pay for that. You're like, nope, no you don't.
No, you did me a service by taking it away from me. If anything, I should have given you money to take that game.
I didn't like it. I liked the story. I hated the gameplay. But for me, that's what Kingdom Hearts is. It's a story. And I've got a degree in English for a reason. I'm obsessed with stories and storytelling and how we tell stories. But what Kingdom Hearts did was... I think it gave itself a gigantic, like, it opened up a lot of doors in terms of, like, how the story could move, and then they realized, like, okay, well, now we have to explain this, and now we have to explain this. Shit, now we have to explain this. And they basically have, with these other games, gone back and explained every aspect of the story so that, you know, like, if you were to go back and play through chronologically, like, not in terms of release, but in terms of story, you would see that story develop in a very, very linear and very interesting... Like, I've tried to do it. I don't have the time to play Birth by Sleep, then Kingdom Hearts 1, then Chain of Memories, then 358 over 2, and then Kingdom Hearts 2, and then Code It. I think is the chronology.
We're going to go with that, yeah.
That is, like, it is chronology, then it'll go Dream Drop
Like
sequence.
I said, I never played the DS game, so I know it started out, okay, it's like, okay, yeah, Birth by Sleep was first, or first chronologically, then you started mentioning DS games, I'm like, I'm just going to assume he's right, just nod my head and say yes.
Oh, not to be like, well, I am right, motherfucker, but I am right, yeah, that is the chronology.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. And I wrote a big article on Dream Drop Distance and how excited I was about it coming back. That's kind of what I've done this week. I've wrote a bunch of articles about how excited I am about things. Because, like, I suffer from seasonal affective disorder every year. And, like, I'm so miserable, like, during the winter. I don't care if I die.
But this week, it's been fucking beautiful out this week.
And, like, that's why I've been so excited about the blog. Okay. Like, right. That's why I've been like, I'm excited because this is coming back.
I thought you meant, like,
fuck,
you
this
were,
is
you
coming back. And, oh, my God, I can do this. Ooh.
I was about to say, if you suffer from seasonal, that seasonal disorder that I've already forgotten.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Because I'm part retarded. Then this should have been, like, your first great week in... Well, we live in North Carolina, so it's been a very, very mild winter.
It really has been.
It'll get cold, and then it'll be warm for 2 weeks.
I want to point out something real quick. Next week, I'm going to be gone to that conference in Callaway. I'll be back Wednesday. Maybe we can do a podcast then.
Sounds like something we should discuss when we're not on the air.
Well, fuck it. Who cares? You know what? They want to know when we're coming back. But what I'm considering doing, because I'm going to be there with a laptop, and there's going to be, because it's the Western Carolina Literary Arts Festival, and I went last year for school, and I'm going this year again for school. I'm going to start doing like synopsises and like reviews of the authors who come to talk to us. A bunch of authors are going to come in. We're going to do a VIP thing, and I think I'm going to like do coverage of. So if you're a big book nerd, next week's going to be a good week for you. It'll probably kick off Saturday. But I'll also probably jabber on about how much fun I had playing at the disc golf courses up at Catamount Links, and there's another course right by Western that I'm going to go play.
And if I ever get over my laziness, I'll write video game articles. So we'll have a diverse subjects on the website.
By the way, Milo, that's me. I don't know why I said like that.
You don't say.
I did a what I'm playing this week.
Oh, on what?
Tiny Towers. I've been doing a lot of mobile game reviews. I really enjoyed Tiny Towers for a little while. I'm still playing it, but I'm playing it begrudgingly now. Because, like, I finally got the tower to where I want it, and I'm like, fuck it, I don't want to play anymore. But now I feel like I have to. I feel like I'm running, like, one of those Chinese death manufacturing places. Because, like, it's got this Facebook component. It's called Blitzbook. Because everyone who lives in your place is called a Blitizen or something. And it's called Blitzbook. And you go into the Blitzbook, and, like, they all have status updates. And a few of them have been like, I really like living here, but I feel like I'm trapped.
Wow, that sounds dark.
Yeah, it's gotten really dark. They also throw some really cool movie references in there. Like, they have people who come to visit other people. And it's, like, you do get paid if you find out what floor they're on for them and help them. So that you can, like, speed up deliveries or restocking of items in certain stores. My fucking favorite one thus far has been... someone is here to see Carlos Vasquez. Someone has kidnapped the president, and they want to know if he's bad enough dude to rescue him.
That comes from one of my favorite games of all time, Bad Dudes.
Dude, I was playing it at school because I only had one kid, and he was working on a project. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to play Tower. Tiny Tower. And I was going through it, and that came up, and I lost my shit. And the kid was like, what is that? So like, I showed him on my phone. He's like, I just don't get it. And I was like, dude, do you not know Bad Dudes?
I think that game came out when we were, like, little children, but I don't think I played it until I was in middle school. I was over at my uncle's house, and he had a bunch of, arcade games on his computer, and that was one of them. He booted it up. He's like, are you a bad enough dude to save the president? And I was like, holy shit, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, dude, it's it.
Two guys in sweatpants and tank tops just fighting ninjas, because ninjas kidnapped the president.
One of them looked like my dad and my uncle Jimmy, and I thought that they were, like, at the longest time, because I played it when I was, like, six. So, like, in my head, like, all right, dad and Uncle Jimmy are saving the president, and, like, I would tell people, like, my dad and my Uncle Jimmy saved the president. In this game I played.
And they bought him a cheeseburger. And they bought them cheeseburgers.
Because in the 1980s, like... You know what? In 1980s England, though, things are so bad that is how you rewarded somebody. Here's some food. Here's a banana. Thank you very much for saving the Prime Minister. But the other really cool reference they use, and they'll probably use a whole bunch more, I just don't read all of it. Because, like, I won't play the game for 5 or 6 hours, and I have, like, 40 or 50 different, things that they've posted, and I'm like, I'm thumbing through them. But one of the ones they put was like, somebody broke into my apartment tonight, or last night, and stole my rug. It really tied the room together. And I was like, that's fucking beautiful.
Which also, if that's a reference to The Big Lebowski for all those who aren't in the know. Yeah, if you haven't seen that movie, I really can't say anything
fucking
more than go and see it.
Yeah, just fucking like, go see it.
If you don't like it, double your money back.
Get it on DVD. Get the Criterion.
No, don't get it on DVD, because then if you don't like it, I really will have to double your money back. Go to Netflix and watch it for free.
Oh, yeah, go to Netflix. Does the Netflix have that the thing that comes on before the movie?
I don't know, because I own the DVD, so I've never watched it on Netflix.
See, I might have to go... Every time I'm at school and like I've only got one kid, and we're not doing anything, or like he's... Because I have one kid who's repeating the... I'm not going to go into specifics, actually. I don't think I can.
Yeah, I think this might be more than you can say already.
Anyways, I work at a place where not everybody shows up all the time. So if I don't have a lot of kids and we're not doing anything, or I can't do anything because we're doing something that requires the whole class, I'll put on something, you know, that I think is educational, but I'm kind of running out of stuff that I'm going to be interested in and that they're going to be interested in. So I started like debating like, okay, are we going to watch The Big Lebowski today? Yeah, we're going to watch The Big Lebowski today. And there was one day, like, I put on Smokey the Bandit just because. Which you still haven't seen Smokey the Bandit.
I have not. I don't.
This has been a common thread. Stormy has not seen Smokey.
He hasn't. You would think that we were a match made in heaven.
I really did. Well, no, Smokey's what they call the cops, because it's Smokey the Bear, because they all dress like Smokey the Bear in the 70s.
Yeah.
The late 70s.
I don't know what you just said. I just heard meh.
I do think you'd love it.
Okay.
For Jackie Gleason, who was in The Honeymooner. You ever seen The Honeymooners?
I know of it. I don't think I've ever actually seen it, but I've seen clips of it, and I've seen parodies of it.
Zip bang, straight to the moon, Alice.
My favorite was a Futurama where they showed that, and they said that he was an early astronaut. Boom, zip, straight to the moon.
I do think, like, that's...
I didn't realize early Earth astronauts were so fat.
Oh my god. At least I think that was Jackie Gleason. I'm going to feel kind of stupid now if it's not.
Yeah, someone will tell us. Someone will. You guys are stupid.
You know, what's weird is, like, sometimes we ask for fan, like, interaction, or like, hey, leave us a comment if you like this or don't like this. And then we don't get comments, but, like, we get comments on the coolest stuff, though. Like, one of our fans, several of our fans just really like the nonsense, like, bullshit I do on the website. Like, I don't know if I told you, I got a Where in the World is Batman thing I started
doing. Yeah, you told me about that.
I'm doing my cult favorites, which I currently am almost out of cult favorites because everything I liked that was cult is now mainstream.
But you liked it before it was cool.
That doesn't make me a hipster because I didn't say it.
I was on the internet and I saw this one funny picture. It was it was like a sign outside of a church, and like usually like when you see those on the internet, it's because like they say something nonsensical on it. But this one says, "Hipster Jesus loved you before it was cool, or before you were cool."
I like that. I like that a lot. So yeah, man.
Yeah. I guess I'd also like to point out, as some of you might know, this show has gone on a lot longer than we normally do our shows.
Yeah, we decided since we weren't doing it at the studio anymore, and like, you know, this is a project we're doing on our own, we're kind of just, because we don't have a producer anymore, we don't have like all the special, like fancy special effects, or...
We got to make our own special effects.
So we're going to...
We'll bring in Michael Winslow, he'll do our...
I was doing a special effect just then.
Yeah, moving on, but yeah.
G.I. Joe.
There are real American heroes. That was a fart.
Womp womp.
We just lost all our fans now. It's like, is this what they've come to?
This is dystopian radio. I don't know if they realize that's what they're doing. They probably don't because they seem like they're retarded. But it is dystopian.
I was okay with it when they were talking about video games.
Bad dude.
Seemed pedestrian enough. I wanted to acquaint myself with common taste, but it's a little too peasant now.
They are worse than Hitler.
We really are. I want to get that on a t-shirt. Worse than Hitler.
The plain clothes superheroes. You'll swear they're worse than Hitler.
Join us next week as we're faced for war crimes. we'll bring along our kit. We'll record it.
That's something else. Now that we have this cool podcasting kit, we can start doing stuff, like all kinds of cool stuff.
Hopefully get a lot more guest stars in, because even though, like we said, the place that we were recording ourselves, it was a great place. We loved it. It was a great studio. It had so much sexy equipment. It was a little bit out of the way, so I would have friends that I would ask on the show, but like whenever we were recording, they weren't available. Whenever they were available, we weren't recording, stuff like that. But yeah, now we're more flexible, so hopefully we can do a lot more podcasts now. Yeah, a lot more longer podcasts.
And the thing is too, like, we're mobile now,
just like Alabama.
Yep, we, that's Mobile.
Oh, my bad.
Fucking
I get those two confused. So that's why it still stays on the same spot in the map. I just assumed it moved around, like it would be in different places. That's why I constantly check my globe. I heard that.
That was a fake fart. That was a sound effect.
I hope our fans didn't hear that.
I heard it.
Then they really will tune out. That it's was like, oh, damn, an hour long podcast plus farts, fake farts mixed in with real farts. Fuck these guys. Fuck them and their stupid asses.
I hope not.
As our supervillain Doc laughs at us from far away.
You know, I this is the worst punishment he could do to us, is making us do it on our own. Because, like, the podcast kit came, and my neighbor and I unpacked it, and we just kind of looked at it and was like, I guess we're done. and we hooked
everything. Nailed it.
I hooked everything up. Like, I took a nap, and I was like, you know what? It says it's plug and play out of the box. I'll just plug it in. We'll be good to go. And I've worked with the program we're using before. So I didn't think it was going to be any problems, but of course there were major problems. As it just turned out it was just a mislabeled part, actually. And their tech support is awful. I'm not going to name the company.
Yeah, we called tech support, and they got Milo's number to call him back later, which they never did.
Yeah, we actually we put off going to dinner for quite some time and going and buying what we needed to. Because the kit came prepared for one mic and one user, and we had to go get additional stuff to do this. And we put off going to do that and going to get dinner. And after like 2 hours, they didn't call us. I called them back, and they were like, well, it'd probably be another 5 minutes. And we waited like 15 more minutes. I was like, screw it. Let's go get the equipment we need, and we'll go get something to eat, and then we'll come back and we'll figure this out. We don't need them. And we did. Joey... God, I'm calling you by yours because I've been doing the
my real fake name.
Yeah, I've been because like we've been. It seems like I never get it wrong when we're on the phone, but like I've trained myself. All right, headphones, microphone, gotta call him that one name. But Stormy actually figured it out.
Yeah, and it's not really that hard to call you Milo because I never really called you Milo to begin with. I called you douchebag. So
fuck you.
The hell is that fucker? It's that fuck fucking you. Douchebag.
Like, I'm not going to wish something bad to happen to you, because if something bad happens to you, then, like, I'm doing this by myself.
Oh, an hour long of just you listening to your own voice. Yeah, I'm sure you'd hate that.
I probably wouldn't.
Oh, that's your phone. That's tech support.
Where is it?
It's behind the bag.
Oh,
do you need to take this?
I actually do need to take this.
Okay, so, should we call that a day?
Let's call it a day.
All right, thank you for tuning in to the new podcast, Superheroes Plain Clothes Podcast, Stormy and Milo's Transmission from Space.
You want me to do it real quick?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
And thank you for joining us for another riveting episode of Milo and Stormy's Transmissions from Outer Space.
Stay clothed and stay super.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah, I guess I should turn that off.